All right, so it's a presidential year.
Straight into politics.
I know. But it's gotten me thinking a lot about the future of the country. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And the issue is that we don't know. The future's uncertain, but the past happened.
What are
and
you fucking talking about?
But here's my
is
thing. Just hear me
true?
Out.
True? I've never
hear heard me out.
The past is...
If you didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've lived through, you know, so much, and it's hard to be on the pod sometimes when you guys don't take certain things seriously.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm.
We all know the certain day we live through. Okay? We know what day I'm talking about. The country changed in one day.
Right.
Okay?
I don't know if I would open my comedy podcast about wrestling with this.
Can you just hear me out, please?
Okay.
I get it, but this is important.
Fine. We'll do it this time, and then...
This is important.
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry. It's
so,
all our shows.
This is a day that changed the country. We lived through it. We all remember where we were that day. You know, I don't even need to name it, but the thing is that... I have trouble with it being like a joke now. Like, everyone jokes about it, and everyone makes jokes about it. And it's not necessarily something that's funny, you know? I think that it was a day that men and women came together. They pushed through the circumstances.
This is insane.
Bonded. We overcame an insane moment. Can you stop? Seriously,
no.
And just hear
okay.
me out.
No, you are.
You know
doing
what
the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're right.
You know what I'm talking
I'd
about.
I'd rather be the guy that sides with you that doesn't side with you on something this serious. It's just not what I would talk about. But I'll shut up. I'll close my mouth.
So the whole point is that I don't want people listening to the pod to think that you guys don't take it seriously and that you guys don't support.
I appreciate that,
day.
That. I appreciate that.
All right. I know that you guys
say it every 5 seconds.
I know that you guys care about that day, and it's funny to make jokes about it, but this is a day that changed our country and changed our lives. And I want to give my support, and I think that you guys could give your support on it too.
Okay, of course.
Right?
I support it. I can't speak for anyone else on this pod, but
I support.
You know, you see it happen overseas, and
right.
It was crazy when it happened here.
You never think it's going to happen here.
You never think it's going to happen here, but it did, okay? And
that was kind of scary thinking, like, it could happen here, you know?
Yeah, and it did. And we lived through it, and we saw the country come together and support each other and come out better from it. And honestly... As weird as this sounds, I think a moment of silence. Okay, yeah, I get it.
I'm not going to be the guy who stops a moment of silence for something this serious, but I can't wait for all the emails.
A moment of silence for the day. Okay? 1, 2, 3. Thank you. We all know how important January 6th was.
What? What the... Sammy was there. Producer approved. Welcome to the Bad Boys of Wrestling podcast. Who am I here with today?
I'm DB.
Huh?
Sammy.
Huh? It's me, Mickey.
Who?
Guys, I'm sick today. I woke up with a cough. What? What? Why is producer Josh laughing? What the fuck is happening?
Oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
What? Max, is that you coughing?
I've never seen Josh laugh this hard before. I feel so blessed right now. What?
Boy, that was...
Yeah.
Oh,
yo,
mad dog
in the house.
Move.
Yo, it's big mad dog coming down your street.
Not the first time. He always, I'll tell him a joke or a bit I have an idea about beforehand and before the episode, like immediately he just... He just fucking vomits it out.
What? I have no idea
steals
what's going
the
on right
thunder.
Now. All
steals
right.
my thunder.
Well, let's start over.
My thunder of a cough.
All right, guys. It's me, Mickey.
Who?
I'm not feeling so good today. I have a cough. What's up? What's up with you, Sam? You look good today. Healthy.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be weird if
we both had coughs.
Right.
That'd be.
I feel really good.
I would walk
You're
if we both had coughs.
You're a little sick boy. You look like a little sick boy. Yeah.
I'm fine, though. I mean, I could die. I'm that sick, but wasn't going to miss today for the world. I know DB almost missed it for a free corn dog, but we got him.
Well, they were giving them out at the grocery store.
Yeah.
The free samples. That's how I eat my lunch on my day off.
All right. That's why I got a Costco membership. Because I did the math, and you pretty much break even with the free meals and the membership cost. But, well, but I guess you actually come out down because it's kind of far away, so with gas. But
right,
it's
but
fun
for
to
you
have like a mystery lunch every day provided
right.
for you.
And something to do.
And something to do, and you get to walk around and eat. Usually
so
I lay down on my bed and eat.
Right.
And so now I'm standing and walking and eating.
Yeah.
And then there won't be any maple syrup on my bed sheet either. So it's a win-win.
Right, but then they posted all the flyers in Costco saying, watch out for this man and do not give him free samples.
Well, at least they call me a man instead of a monster this right. time. All right.
Your flyer just posted everywhere. Wanted. Free sampler. Stealer.
The sampler.
Yeah, the sampler.
I miss the old Kanye.
I don't miss any Kanye. I always felt like he's been... I'm not a big Kanye guy.
What are you, a big guy? Because if you stand for nothing, you'll...
Fall
suck
for
on anything.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. I'll cut myself out coughing.
Our rule on the pod is all coughs left in.
Oh,
all uhs and ums left in
I
also.
I did sign that contract. I'm not fold. I feel like Sammy hasn't said a single word yet.
He hasn't. He's really upset that
he's not
true.
He said he was healthy as a horse.
He's upset you took the cough from
him. I am holding in a lot of
Let
coffee.
It fly, brother.
He's holding in a lot of disease right now.
No, so you're the one with the cough.
It's all right. No, not me.
You're holding a cough, but you don't have a cough, and I'm the one with the cough.
Should we?
Huh? The energy feels low.
I mean, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I feel like any energy around
what do
you
we
is
got?
Low.
What can we get into?
How was that movie last night? Fire?
No.
Two thumbs up or four thumbs down?
The movie itself.
Well, let's start with the score, then we could get into
the score was the what the score of the movie.
The numerical grade you would give.
Oh, all right. So so for what it is, which is a B film.
Sir, just a number, please.
A B. It
10
was
being the best.
It was a B movie. I would give it a 5.
5. On a B movie. So an A movie, that'd be like a 0?
No, a B movie is this type of movie.
Right. What is a B movie? It's like a shittier version of a... It's like an off-Broadway movie.
Kind of.
Which
it's
a
like,
shittier version of Broadway.
Can I just answer a question that you ask, or are you just going to interrupt every time?
Not every time, but certain times.
But most times? I'm going to put a poll up on this episode.
Put a poll.
Of,
first of all, you're supposed to call them Polish Americans. Keep it down over there, Coffee. It's funny because I'm trying to make you look racist like I usually do.
Stop. Take a breath.
Well, you can't say that's
let
not
someone
funny
else talk.
To me and not let me defend myself.
A question.
Like
yeah.
The apologist
fair.
Returns.
To be fair. No,
he doesn't say anything
say
the whole episode, but he shows up.
It just didn't. It's just. I just, you know.
He's definitely sick, folks. He's not. He's very angry today.
I guess. Do you want us to say how grateful we are you made it out today, even though you're
we're
so sick?
We're very grateful.
No.
Is that what you're fishing for?
It's enough. It's enough. Just
we're happy
enough?
You're here.
I haven't seen the movie you're talking about, but how was Jerry Seinfeld's performance in that?
Yeah, in the B movie.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
Right.
Psst. In the B movie.
I liked B
in
movie
in the B
lot.
Movie? I haven't seen it, but in the memes, they make it seem like the B, Jerry Seinfeld, has sex with a human woman. Have you seen it?
I've seen those memes as well.
That's why I watched it.
That's what I see in the plot.
So that does happen? He stings her?
You could say that.
Ayo. I want to say it.
So I would give it a 5, but the
that's a bad score, right?
Yeah, the film itself like wasn't that entertaining. There wasn't that many funny over the top things that happen in a B movie, but the process of how the movie came to be was really special, and like that's what was genuine about it, Josh. So and Max, I think Josh would be a little more into it, but There's a film studio in Connecticut called Vinegar Syndrome.
No. You quoted out your vinegar jokes for the year after the vinegar poems or whatever you did last week.
Oh, yeah. It's a double vin episode.
Dude, we're not doing double vin episodes.
No. It's a real
okay,
thing.
Okay, this is it. This is your max quota for this year and next year. We'll give you an advance on
Thank
next
you.
Year.
Thank you, Seth. And what they do is they restore old movies and they buy rights to old out-of-date movies and things and restore them and show them. But the cool thing about this movie, it's called New York Ninja. The movie was not finished. So when they bought this guy's catalog, who was a grindhouse B-movie king from New York City, he just gave it to them. He gave them the reels. And he was like, we tried making a movie and we never finished it. So they had all this footage, no audio for it. So what this guy did was is that he went through all the footage, compiled it together into a coherent story, had actors come in and dub over the voices. They added all the sound effects, and then they got a band called Voyager 3 to do like an 80s soundtrack for it. It was really, really unique. And then the director, the guy who made it, spoke afterwards, and you could ask him questions and stuff. Like just the whole experience was really special. The movie itself, again, wasn't the greatest B-movie. It's not like, there's just some funny moments, but you get a lot of other stuff from other B-movies, you know. The soundtrack was great. Voyager 3 did an amazing job. Very 80s, very funny. And then there was a whole New York Ninja rap at the end, which was great.
Well, is better that rap or the Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go?
Oh, Go Ninja. Right. Go Ninja.
That's a classic.
Yeah. I listen to that when I wake up in the morning. That's how I get my day started.
How else do you start your day?
Like Pop-Tarts. If you guys could, what's a movie, like I was thinking about it afterwards.
Surf Ninjas.
What's a movie that you guys would go back and...
Three Ninjas 2.
Do, like Vinegar Syndrome went back and put this movie together and kind of redid it and got a narrative out of it.
I could see me and Josh redoing the Mario's movie.
Leguizamo and what's his face?
Yeah. Paul Hop. How do you pronounce
Hopkins?
It?
Hopkins.
See, it's one of those two. I don't
Hoskins?
Know
Hodgkins.
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins, yeah.
Yeah. So wait, so you guys would you would go back and you would like rewrite the whole Mario movie?
I would convince them to do the original script, which was more of like a fantasy film.
I would just recut the footage they had available.
I think
they were close, but they missed a little magic.
I mean, if we're going with the script they had, then all the actors need to be a lot more drunk on set. I think that was the key.
Yeah.
They almost had it.
It's
still a good movie. I watch it sometimes. I sincerely enjoy it, like unironically.
Really?
Yeah. That's I refuse fun. To watch a new one because it won't be able to live up to it.
It's pretty straightforward, the new one. It's nothing magical.
That's what you need in Mario, nothing magical.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty straightforward, the new one. It's nothing that great. So you guys would both.
I watched 5 minutes of it. I couldn't do it.
You guys would both go. I think you guys would need to redo the whole Mario movie ground up.
That's your opinion?
Yeah, I think you guys could do it. Because you guys are the most like Mario and Luigi, if you think about it.
Well, I'd be fine.
You know, you're tall and thin, you're Max, and you guys kind of look like Mario and Luigi. Right.
I feel like we got
you
more
look like
of a
Toad.
Thanks, dude.
I feel like we got more of a Mario and Wario thing kind of going.
Not Mario.
You're Mario?
Wario.
Really?
Wario, because my mustache is upside down.
He's Wario, I'm Wario.
You're Waluigi?
No, I'm Wario. He's Wario.
Sammy's Waluigi?
And you're light blue Yoshi from Yoshi's Island?
Dude, no. Not the light blue one.
The pink one?
All right, I'll take light blue.
I'm taking pink.
Remember when Sammy was on this pod?
Yeah, and now he's on his phone, which somehow pisses me off even more than
like
him just not being on the mic at all.
Three main hosts? Why is
like
he...
What I'm most, I guess I'll let it slide because he is sick today, and you're usually on your A game 24/7. So for one bad day, that's not bad. But you came in here, I'm trying to do the sound test, and you're just like talking shit to me, and then you don't even join us on the pod. But you're sick. You're not thinking straight. He can't even defend himself because he just knows how wrong he is.
Sammy just covered his mouth.
He's disgusting. Oh, he's putting a gun in his mouth. Don't do it, Sam. I was upset with your actions, but all right, pull the shirt. Oh, we're done with the coffee bit.
Yeah. What movie would I go back and rewrite?
We didn't ask you that.
I'm asking you that.
Fuck.
I definitely would have gone, and this is, I definitely would have gone back and redone the first, the episode 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars.
It's one movie.
Huh?
You can only pick one movie.
Episode 1.
All right, so you're going to keep 2 and 3 the way they are?
No.
That could be our first t-shirt. Well, it'd be our second, but the first one flopped so hard, I don't even want to talk about
what it. What was our first t-shirt?
I thought it'd be funny just to have no, not our name on it or anything, but just a normal white t-shirt with the nipples cut out. And then people would know, like, if you know, if you saw someone wearing that shirt, you would know they were like a bad boy, you know?
Yeah,
true
yeah.
Fans would get it.
Right, yeah. But...
but then we realized people's nipples are all different sizes
right,
and on different areas.
A lot of people
areas.
Wearing them backwards. And
yeah.
Mm. There was that child slayer who was wearing it, unfortunately, which didn't look good, especially so early on.
Well, our underwear was a hit.
Also, was it actually confirmed that he was that child slayer?
I mean...
It says yes, it was confirmed.
I'm
going to
get sick.
Fine.
I just sneezed. That was the disease entering me.
Should we move our podcast away from the wet market?
Yeah.
Everyone's coughing and sneezing.
It's just New Haven's too densely packed. Like, where every podcast studio is going to bound to be right next to a wet market.
Yeah.
New Haven's just all podcast studios and wet markets.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, Sammy, you have anything you want to say about the movie or anything you want to contribute? How did Monday go?
Oh, Monday. Monday was fun. So as you guys know, we've been making.
That's me. Sorry, guys. I'll cut that out. Coughing, Mick. Josh, you don't like that joke.
I'm sorry, dude. I feel bad for you.
No. I it's fine. I just feel bad that I'm maybe exposing everybody.
I've exposed myself plenty of times to people.
Got him.
What are you guys laughing at?
Peach is here. You mind grabbing it, DB? Got a special for you.
What if we combined the two universes and we did
MCU and
combined two universes? No, and it was Indiana Jones and the Legends of the Hidden Temple.
What?
That's funny.
You
I don't
know.
Get it.
You know that show on Nickelodeon?
Oh, Legend of the Hidden. It sounds like an Indiana Jones movie.
It combines so well.
It combines so well. I think, that show must be pretty directly took from Indiana Jones, I would imagine.
I mean, Indiana Jones didn't invent, like...
hidden temples.
Right.
Well, he just explores them.
Right. So they popularized that for sure. And, like, the rolling boulder thing, that was definitely on Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Was it?
Yeah. And
so many kids got hurt.
True. Right.
Oh my God.
I was always a Silver Monkeys guy.
Right. That was definitely a direct. The Rolling Boulder was definitely a direct
reference.
Reference.
Is that like one of the most iconic moments?
I think if
moments?
Indiana Jones didn't happen, Legend of the Hidden Temple would have
no
happened.
Legend of the
right. Which is why they should be combined.
Indiana Jones walked or crawled, so right. Legend of the Hidden Temple could walk. Or Indiana Jones walked, so Legend of the Hidden Temple could run.
From a boulder.
The cleanest crackhead I've ever seen came into the store yesterday.
Oh, that was
what do you mean?
He comes in.
How do you,
we don't know
who's
he's
clean?
A crackhead.
Well.
It was really good.
This guy comes in. If anything, I thought he was like a cop or something. He was like.
Right, what, white?
Pretty clean.
White.
But he looked
sounded
like
white. I didn't see him. I was in the back, but
he
I heard
was,
his voice. He just sounded like a normal.
He might have been light-skinned, though.
Oh, light skin, though.
He was white, for sure.
Okay.
It looked like he just moisturized, like he had clean skin, and he asked...
Well, an oil... You mean by just moisturized, like, what he looked like?
Like shiny, but like in a clean way. Like, you know someone... You could tell when someone just, like, washed their face or whatever, you know?
Sure, yeah.
He
but shiny
like
could also mean something bad is happening.
I don't think... I would bet money...
Okay.
Of course, I lose most bets I do, but I would bet money that it, whatever. And he asked for chore and stem, which is
stem crack- and chore, is what he asked for.
Okay, right.
Do you have stem and chore?
Which is a crack pipe
what?
And the
I've
the,
never
the filter for
stem and chore is something that that was brought to Jesus when he was born.
Right. That's why they call it
frankincense
stem and chore.
and gold. Good. That could be the third T-shirt.
Right, right.
That's I think we do a funny. Normal T-shirt, but and we cut the nipples out.
And the belly button?
And the belly button.
You're a big navel queen?
Yeah, that's really good. Jesus, one
yeah,
of
that is really good.
Gifts,
I do
Jesus,
like that a lot.
Jesus
there's definitely
short.
Something to it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
And I was like, no, we don't have that. And as he's walking out, I'm like, you don't look like a Stem and Shore guy. And he's like, looks could be deceiving.
Right. What?
Which is the funniest answer you could possibly get.
And then he
give.
Pulled off his mask.
You
and
don't
he
look
a crack
like
a
crackhead. Looks could be deceiving.
No, but he wasn't like, looks could be deceiving. He was just like, hey, I hear you. Looks can be deceiving. Like, he was still doing, like, a legit clean-cut guy, you know?
Such
like,
an undercover cop.
I
remember one
but
time.
But you can sell Stem and Shore.
Where did this term
okay,
come from?
You don't know what Stem and Shore is.
No, I'm not up to date on my crack.
Stem is like usually those glass roses or whatever. Right. That one time a customer a few months or maybe a year ago came in here and asked for, not a doohickey, for a gizmo. And so I thought he was talking about a device, you know. And I'm like, oh, we got this gizmo, that gizmo. He's like, no, that's not what I'm looking for. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's like, yeah, you do know what I'm talking about. Like, piss, like kind of like fighting. Like, I didn't think he was gonna attack me, but he was like, I guess he thought
gizmo,
I was joking with him,
right?
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, oh, you know, like glass roses, and I'm like, oh no, which is like a crack pipe, you know?
Okay, that's so that's a stem,
that's a stem.
And he's like, you would sell so many here, and I'm like, oh, I like making money, you know? I'm like,
he said you would sell so many,
yeah, and I'm like, how much do they cost? He's like, oh, anywhere from like 75 cents to a dollar.
Right.
And then I start thinking, like, even if we got them for free, we'd have to sell so many
thousands
to make
a month
legit
to make
money.
Right.
And that means dealing with that many crackheads, you know? Like, right. I'm like, nah, we're not bringing in the gizmo, dude.
I mean, when
and then whatever. So that's the stem. And then the chore is chore boy, which is like that. Kitchen, like
it's like the metal sponge, the metal crinkly
thing.
Sponge,
yeah.
And you stick that and you use that as a filter for a crack pipe for whatever reason.
Oh, right. Okay.
So chore, right? So stem and chore. So you have the stem, you stick a little chore boy inside, mm-hmm. and then you place the rock on top and you light, and it acts as the screen.
Nothing
you remember,
like
screen, like
yeah, no, the screen from bowls and stuff.
Yeah,
yes, no,
yeah,
I know exactly
yeah,
yeah. what okay. it would do.
It would do.
I just
had
why
no idea.
Chore
people
is preferred.
Because I think it's
does
just
crack
cheap.
Like melt to liquid, so like you need a more diesel filter.
Oh, that would make sense.
I don't know,
but also just it's just like cheap and disposable, you know, like.
But so it's like a filter. Raise your hand if you smoke crack here. You don't have to say anything, just but raise your hand.
Maybe I didn't.
We weren't done. We were doing kind of a moment of silent thing.
Oh, okay.
Did someone raise their hand? Josh, could you just shout from over there if someone raised their hand or not? You don't have to say who they were.
Nobody heard. It could have been Josh, obviously. Yeah. He raised his hand, and it was.
All right. I won't say.
No, what's crazy is people who haven't done drugs. You know?
Yeah, yeah. We're calling all you out. All right, you idiots. If you haven't done drugs,
well, I was away
get on the
drugs,
train.
I mean,
I was like, away at Weed Hab, and then I came back, and like while I was gone, it was the start of the opioid epidemic, at least in our town. And I came back, and
you said you were away at Weed Hab.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And
I've
then
never
all,
heard you say that.
All my friends are pilled out on OCs, and I'm like,
party's over.
This is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Like if I wasn't there, I definitely would have been. Ugly with you guys. I'm looking at you, DB.
I never did that shit.
I was looking at everyone.
I mean,
here.
Your best friend was the
kingpin of Livingston.
That
not
doesn't
the,
mean
right.
I did it.
Right? No, that's no, true, but you do admit he was the kingpin.
But you, like, enabled it. You enabled it.
No.
You didn't stop it. That's what we're saying.
Yes, I did.
No. Come on.
I 100% did.
What's this? First thing that popped up on my feed. Join the 3-day challenge, no crack, on February 29th, 30th, and 31st. Send that to Eric.
That's funny because this year there is a 29th. It
yeah.
is, it's leap year, so that crackhead doesn't even know that the meme doesn't work.
Maybe that's a part of it. It's like so.
Because it's February 30th and 31st in the meme.
Well, no, in the meme it says 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Yeah.
But like the joke is that those days don't exist. But this year
oh, right,
the 29th does exist.
Yeah. Like, imagine when they were making the calendar and they fucked up. They were like, shit! We fucked up big. We only have 363 days.
GTL.
I'm developing a new story. You know, going back to the traditional MonsterVerse,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Wolfman.
Yeah.
And he returns to human, but his penis stays a red rocket.
I was thinking about
imagine the complication
before I came into work today.
You were?
Yeah.
What about?
It's just like trying to do some stupid joke where it's like, oh, I hate when people are like, look how beautiful like the moon is tonight. It's so full. And I'm like, oh, like I hate full moons. Like I always get like so itchy and my teeth grow and like I wake up in a field, like some shit like that.
Dude, that is like a joke on a popsicle stick or something.
Those are the best
That's
jokes.
Like a Halloween joke.
I feel like you love popsicle stick jokes.
I do.
As you always say, you love the silly jokes, and they don't get more silly than
that. What would the
that.
Complications be for the human with a red rocket?
Not much.
Embarrassment. That's the mainly what the story's about. Right. Embarrassment.
Is he's like such a suave operator.
Well, he's a male escort. So his job depends on not having a red rocket.
Okay. Now you got a full film there.
Yeah, and he keeps just humping his date's leg.
Right. Deuce Bigelow, K9 Gigolo.
Well, if it ends with Dr. Frankenstein building a wife for him with a dog's vagina.
Oh, my God.
I'm banging
dude.
Frankenstein's wife.
It's not bestiality, they're parts match.
It could work. Could work. I'm into it. I mean, I'm not into it.
What else could work?
I don't know. That's all I got. It's a developing concept, but it would be terrifying.
How good are you at bowling?
I'm fucking amazing at bowling.
What does that mean?
I'm really good at bowling.
Like 300?
No. But I'm a strike guy. I'd probably say 297.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. 297.
That's pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
You ever... So he wakes up and he's like, oh, I returned back to, thank God I'm a person again.
But wait, you think it's over there.
Right.
You're
right.
Like, oh, weird, 20-minute movie. Okay. Yeah. Now I've seen everything. No. Not even close. 4-hour movie.
Yeah. Four hours.
It just keeps on happening again and again. And then finally it does complete. But then they start the whole movie over. Scene for scene, and it's like a Groundhog's Day thing.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of making the movie longer.
And then there's an intermission in it, and it's a way too long of an intermission. Like, it's an intermission that's so long that people think the movie's not going to be starting again.
Right.
Like, everyone's in the lobby, and they're like, is the intermission over?
And even, like, the employees are like, all right, show's over, like, leave.
That's part of the intermission, right, is to trick everyone.
Right. They're actually paid actors.
Yeah.
Union members are paid well. Onion.
Onion members?
Yeah. What would an onion member be?
Don't.
Why?
Don't eat the mic.
Sammy could cough all over it, but I can't see how much I could fit in my mouth.
I'm so sick after this podcast. I've been licking this microphone.
Oh, yeah. Josh is using Sammy's sick-ass mic. Who's your favorite rapper, DB?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
I think Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang does it for me. Pretty much everyone in Wu-Tang's awesome. I was playing Mad Wu-Tang the other day.
Because they did the album for that Turtles game?
Is that the greatest rap song of all time?
How does it go again?
Nice to meet you. Now I'm here to beat you. With full force, mess up your facial features.
Is that the best Turtles rap song?
I think so.
Better than Go Ninja, Go Ninja,
It's
go
called
Ninja,
We
go?
Ain't Came to Lose. It's by Raekwon and Ghostface Killa.
Is it better than Go Ninja by Vanilla Ice?
It is way better than Go Ninja.
Wow.
The whole first verse is told from the point of view of Shredder, and then the second verse is told from the point of view of the Turtles, possibly Leo. But it's so
simply
too good.
Okay, so if I could go back and change one movie, it'd be the third Ninja Turtles movie where they go through time.
Mm-hmm.
But when they swap with those Japanese guys, they also swap penises.
Right. And one of the Japanese guys was already switched with the dog previously.
Right. Oh, so it's the Wolfman meets the Turtles?
Right, yeah. Some of the Turtles have human penises. One of them has a dog penis. This is inspired by you, DB. Thank you.
You're welcome, dude. That's
Are you
I
really
do.
Not going to come to 5 a.m. Elimination Chamber?
I'm not coming to 5 a.m. Elimination Chamber.
But, like, like, yes.
The odds of me being there are higher than you.
Let's start. Oh. Let's get into it. I make one crack joke, and now you reveal.
Wait, what if the turtles went back in time, and they were like, wow.
Oh, no, the Holocaust. I was trying to back you. I was like, and then in you.
There were, well, oh, quick question. I was at
what if you go back in time to the Holocaust, but you have a dog's dick? What would that be like? Give us a few lines of dialogue.
You have a what?
A red rocket. That's a dog's dick, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're referring to the whole time? Yeah. What would that be like?
It would be like, Scheiße!
Oh. Yeah. I thought you'd be. Go ninja, go ninja, go. What were you saying?
We're heroes in a half shell?
Oh.
What heroes in a full shell?
Very good.
A clam? Is a clam a hero?
Yeah, I think they were setting up the sequel. So, yeah, 5 a.m., super early. All the other negative stuff. Okay.
No escape.
Now we got that list out of the way. But, like, this is, like, it's not something you do all the time. Like, how, when's the next time you're going to watch a 5 a.m. wrestling pay-per-view with your boys? Probably never again with your, it probably won't even
Wait,
happen again.
Fill the listeners in.
Elimination Chamber.
Otherwise known as No Escape.
As No Escape, because, well, in every country in the world, it's known as Elimination Chamber, but in it's a wrestling pay-per-view that's been happening for a while now, every year. But in Germany, they call it No Escape because they were worried Elimination Chamber might remind some of the German citizens of their Red Rocket past, if you will. And I don't. And it's in Australia this year, and because of time zones and daylight savings time and February 29th and whatnot.
Right, because of leap year.
And the East Coast time zone 5 in the world. I don't know which one it is, actually. It's playing at 5 a.m. live. Because if you come over at – if we start at 6, we're going to see so many spoilers.
You know –
we're not starting at 6 if we're not starting at 5.
Right, but I'm saying
it'll be so fun. What if you guys sleep over?
Oh,
what if we do a slumber party?
That'd be easier then.
You know what happened? Max is not allowed to sleep at your house.
What? Because I ate all the candy last time.
You know what happened last time? You know what happened?
What happened?
You know.
Say it out loud.
No, you know why you're banned from sleeping.
Oh, watching The Shield and Blacklist at the same time on two different screens. Oh, excuse me.
No.
I went to Hamilton the other day, and this alarm went off in the crowd.
Oh, that's
so
true.
But I got it. I got it to stop in record time. I got it. So
that was not record time.
Oh, really? I was so impressed with myself.
No, it was good. It wasn't like
I thought it was incredible.
It wasn't. No, but it was not record time. It went off twice before you stopped it. Record time would have been cutting it off. In the first round of it,
and like, did the actors?
You had to take it out of your pocket. You couldn't even do it from in your pocket. You know
what is the alarm set for?
I'm supposed to take a pill at 2 p.m. that I never take.
Yeah, why don't? Yes,
please start taking.
I'll take
them.
It now.
It is a shame though. You go into the theater, you put because you put your thing on Do Not Disturb.
No, they didn't recommend that. They just said silence your phone.
You put silence your phone. Right, that means Do Not Disturb.
It does. I thought it just means turn off your ringer.
That's the nobody even has the ringer. The vibrate makes noise. You had it on Do Not Disturb, no?
No, I've maybe used Do Not Disturb once in my life. People who have calendars use Do Not Disturb. I don't have a calendar.
Your time is worthless.
I just like to have options.
Mick, what did you think of Sammy?
I had a great time.
You saw Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. We can talk about a little musical theater. But wait, I'm just curious though, because I do think if you put it on Do Not Disturb, the alarm still would break through.
It does.
It would, right?
Because I have that when
if
I
go
to
sleep. You're on Do Not Disturb, but the alarm still goes off. Right.
Alarm breaks so through.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed for you. But no, it wasn't too bad.
I wasn't embarrassed at all. I was, one, anything jazz, because I got in record time, excuse me. And number two,
I was embarrassed,
but I felt bad for the hardworking Filipinos on the stage,
yeah,
you know?
No, they heard, for sure.
But it kind of, like, added to it
was,
the drama a little bit.
Yeah, no, did Hamilton go, like, an alarm, I hear? You know, did he add it to the show?
No. It was pretty quiet. Only, I think, the people around. I mean, we were so close to the stage.
And we were so close to the stage. It was so... We sit down. Zelda got us these amazing tickets. Dr.
Must
Roland.
Must be nice to have friends.
And when we sat down, I couldn't believe how close we were. It was almost like too intense because, like, no actors are on the stage, but the full set is up and all the lights are on, so you see everything.
What's the set like? Is it basic, like bare? Is it pretty simple, or is it pretty elaborate?
No, it's
there's a spinning stage thing, a circle in the middle. That's almost the whole floor. And then on either sides of the stage, there's, like, staircases going up, and then, what do you call it? Like a second level
balcony?
A balcony thing, but it's a wraparound balcony around the whole back of the stage, and then also underneath the balcony on the sides of the spinning stage that people could go under there and stuff.
But, like, what's the stage represent? Like Hamilton's house, Congress?
No, like downtown or whatever.
I think the...
But then sometimes they bring out a desk to, like, represent his house or whatever.
Right. It's an interesting question. I think it's pretty bare in that it's not representing any certain place or scene, but it's elaborate in the complexity and, like, the multi-use of it, you know? So, like, because, like, it's not like there's not, like, a cityscape or, like, an inside of a house. Like, it's not a set that they're switching out all the time and showing, like, different locations. Mm-hmm. It's, like, acting as, you know, they're just bringing in different
set pieces
to show where you are. But, like, it represents everything. It represents the battlefield and a home and a Congress and everything. But they're not, like, showing that, like, with specific set design backdrops or anything. It's just, but it is elaborate. You know, it's what Mickey said with the rotating stage and the balcony.
And what was cool, which Jonah kept on fighting me on.
Yeah.
Jonah was there too.
No, we met up with him after. I met up with him after. The whole orchestra is underneath the stage. Like, there's not a pit in between the stage and the audience, which I think is what it typically is. The orchestra is literally underneath the stage. Like, they can, like, hear the footsteps, like, the above them. And the conductor is in the front middle of the stage, but underneath. But on the stage at the front, there's a little box cut out, so the actors and the orchestra could see the conductor. And most of the time in the audience, you just see, like, the very top of the conductor's head. But then sometimes they'll get wild and you see their hands pop out and conducting. Mm. It was fun.
Yeah.
But Jonah just would not let me have it that the orchestra was underneath the stage. He thought we were saying the same thing. I'm like, we're not saying the same thing. He thought when I was saying underneath the stage, he meant in between the seat. Yeah. And I'm like, no, we're not saying the same thing. He's trying his best.
I wonder if they do that for every play, right? Is that how the playhouse
is
designed?
Like a smaller playhouse.
This one is. I don't. It's not. It's certainly not every theater.
And we saw the original cast.
No.
Well, one guy from the original cast.
That's true. Yeah, right. We kind of did see. Yeah.
This one guy's been there the whole time.
The whole time, 10 years. This, like, swing performer. Like, he's not, like, playing a lead or anything. He's just, like.
But I think everyone who, like, was a background person, all of them got, like, some sort of, like, other role with, like, lines or a solo or something, it seemed like.
Yeah. You know, he certainly does. I don't know. I don't think there's...
Like, he got to be the guy on the soapbox, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think, like, a lot of people had, like...
I don't know.
I think the person who played the Peggy sister, she was, like, one of the backup people.
Right, right.
And then, like, so it was, like...
But it was...
Like, all those backup people, I think they got another role that was, something...
No, not everyone.
A majority.
No, not a majority.
Why can't I be right?
Because I've seen it 3 times.
No, you have not.
Yeah.
You never saw it with Lynn.
I saw it with the original cast 10 years ago.
But not Lin-Manuel.
I saw it with the original cast 10 years ago.
In Pure Intentions.
In 2014. That's not.
Not In Pure Intentions?
In Pure Intentions.
It's the definition. Lin-Manuel, the star of the show. Sammy went to the original cast, but Lin-Manuel was out that night. So to get around, like, because basically if any other understudy doesn't matter, but the main guy, you know what I mean? In Pure Intention at its finest.
I'll give it to him. Original, he's dying, so just give it to him.
I'm not going
to,
no, especially a dying
man. I saw
man.
The original guy, and then I saw it a few years.
That's how ghosts are created.
I probably saw it
when people die with impure intentions still floating, they become a ghost. They
I guess
can't
I've
leave
seen
this
it
around.
Every 5 years since it's been, I saw it the first
but
year
But what
it
was the
out.
Second time you saw it?
I saw it, like, 5 years ago. I took my little cousins to go see.
Are they Israeli?
What? Yeah. The Israeli. Well, my is they're American. My Israeli
Americans.
My Israeli cousins' children who were born here.
I have a question.
Second generation.
First gen.
Is that how you do it?
They're first gen Americans, I guess, right? Their parents were first both born.
Gen pure blood.
What was that, DB?
What
do you want to say about pure-blooded Israelis?
What other moment in history could you make a play about?
Oh, my God, everything.
Right.
Hit me with it. Give me one
January 6th.
Very good. That'd be really good.
Don't, brother.
I think you'll look back and be really proud of yourself this episode.
Well, Sammy legitimately is doing a cold open.
Sammy all week
he's cold.
Has been on one.
He has a cold. I like this character.
Okay, I was trying something. I never do real bits. You know?
Bring it in. Very good.
If you guys saw it, DB likes it.
I love it.
That's why we got to do the video podcast.
Right. You like that. Josh liked it too. So what other? No, it's a great question. Definitely January 6th. I could see a musical about January 6th.
With the same set as Hamilton.
Storm the barricade. We must storm the barricade. thank you.
That's great. There we go. We're off to the races. I would love, I have no idea.
Donald, are you with me? Donald, are you with me? Donald, can you hear me? And the orchestra
was trying to convince Pence to get into the limo so they could kill him.
Right. hang him.
I would have no idea how or where to begin, but I would love to write a musical.
We just did it, dude.
Only because it's the highest form of art imaginable.
Is that? Do you think so? It hit hard, right?
It hit pretty hard.
It was really good.
Your red rocket went up and you didn't know why?
Hamilton's good. Some of my favorite things are musical. Rocky Horror Picture Show, one of my favorite things.
I'm not into musicals.
The musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, once more with the... You know, Community...
Oh, ton of musicals.
So much. Yeah. I mean, there's like...
Oh, I have a trivia question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's hear.
What...
TV show.
I'm sorry. Community. Finish what you were saying about Community.
No. Just like they have a couple. I don't know that I'd call any fully. Well, yeah, the Glee Club episode is like a fully musical episode. But like almost every episode has an original song or something. Not almost every episode. That's crazy. But many episodes have like some original music or song to it.
True. What?
Chang.
What? It's a two-part.
Annie's boobs.
It's a two-part trivia question.
Yeah.
What character, you can name the actor also, what character appeared in what Marvel movie?
Annie was just standing in front of a Marvel logo. Donald Glover was in Spider-Man thing.
True.
I bet I don't know, but he played like a scientist or something.
Shirley was in, I think it was
like
Agents Civil War.
She's wearing it.
You're close.
She's wearing
in
a pantsuit.
She talks to someone, I forget who. I think Iron Man.
I don't think it was Civil War. Well, but here's what I was what I noticed. I watched
because obviously there's more than one.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Sure.
So I got fucked on that. But the Dean.
Yeah.
Was in Civil War.
Okay.
And he's very much the Dean Pelton. Like, after Tony is giving the talk at MIT and he awards all the students their scholarships, the Dean's like, will there be any money left over for staff after that award? And it was just nice to see him in a Marvel movie.
Right. Jim Rash.
There you go.
Oscar winner. Writing.
You guys, thanks for asking me. I think what play I would do about history.
I want to say something.
Would
sure.
be no shit. Would be when Hitler tried calling the V2 rocket the Red Rocket.
What?
And he was like, and he'd be like, "We're calling it the Red Rocket," and he'd be like, "Mein Führer."
Wait, what is
we
this?
Should change
every
the
character.
Name
in more in community. And someone posted this yesterday, this morning, and the community.
Oh, there you go.
It's every community character.
Every community member has been in a Marvel movie.
Right, right.
That was the true answer.
It was a trick question.
Yeah, that was
this one where Britta is like a director. Or
that
something.
I don't know. That must be a Marvel TV show.
And
or
then
something.
Annie in front of the Marvel.
Yeah,
what
is
that?
She must be coming out. And so she maybe she's in Madam Web or something.
No, but I heard Madam Web
was sick.
Was so good. Yeah, everybody's saying. Yeah, the new Morbius.
Joel McHale, Spider-Man 2, Danny Putty, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Jim Rash, Captain America, Civil War, Donald Glover, Homecoming, and also Across the Spider-Verse, Ken Jeong, Avengers Endgame, Yvette Nicole Brown, Endgame, Julia Jacobs. Oh, she directed episode of Marvel 616. I don't know what that is, a Disney show, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
Alison Brie, director of an episode of Marvel 616.
Oh.
Wow, they gave him directing jobs. That's so cool.
Yeah. Women doing it for themselves.
That was your
ladies
implication,
can do
right?
Everything, right?
No.
What was your implication?
That they're actors, but they get a chance. They get a chance to do something different, be a director.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
like a monkey riding a bicycle.
Mein Führer, we should not call it the Red Rocket. Maybe the V2. It will be the Red Rocket.
The fact that our fans think you're anti-Semitic, I just don't see where it's coming from.
What, because I'm making a German accent, and
because you do it so spot on, you obviously spent a lot of time practicing, like more than an hour a day for years.
This guy loves Hitler.
It's not spot on. It's pretty bad. I remember my first love. One of my first loves was April O'Neil on the side of the Ninja Turtles arcade game. And you know, it was like when you're a kid and you don't know why, you just keep coming back to look at the side of the machine. Mm. And you just don't know why you feel weird, you know? Because, like,
I always found Irish women disgusting, repulsive even.
I guess.
What about when
Irish?
The Turtles and April O'Neil were on Oprah and they were like, the Turtles are like, yeah, we fuck April. Like, they were saying that, basically.
What?
They didn't say fuck.
Wait, what are you
fuck.
Talking about? On Oprah?
On Oprah. They had the Turtles and April. And they're like, oh, April's pretty hot. What's good with that, Turtles? And they're like, yeah, she is. Oh, yeah, I want to hear about our German Red Rockets and April's
wait,
butt. On Oprah, yeah.
When we were kids?
Yeah,
they had,
producer
like, the
Josh,
animatronic,
pull it up.
They had like the animatronic turtles come
on
the show.
I think it was
show?
Like dudes in suits.
Right, that's what
or
I'm saying.
I think
their faces were animatronic.
I think they might have been real, the actual. I think they got the real Ninja Turtles.
That's huge.
I think there was a contract dispute with Splinter, but. And they're like, yeah, we run a fucking subway train in the actual subway that we live in on April O'Neil.
Why do you think it's called a train?
It was
here,
Oprah.
Hold it up to the mic.
we'll add in after the app.
No, stop making more work.
Do a post.
That's more work. Fucking playing a 2-minute clip right now just to get the 10 seconds of them saying they fuck her.
Find the part where they say we run the train.
But
we'll find it.
But then can we also discuss if it's more or less work? After we play this clip?
No.
Then I don't agree to your demands.
40 minutes with the Ninja Turtles.
All right.
We'll, so we'll maybe Mickey's
we'll
on to something sometimes.
Yeah, we'll clip it in.
Sometimes
later.
Mickey might know what he's talking about.
No.
Yeah. If you saw it.
That was a terrible bit, dude.
Oh, brother. All right.
Where
I'm officially ending it, unless someone feels strongly otherwise. I feel strongly about ending it. Does anyone feel strongly about keeping it going?
I feel we should keep it going.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. You win. You win, soul brother.
Well, we never decided is 5 a.m. the viewing time of Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
Are we doing
What do you think about the sleep? Hypothetically, what do you think about the sleepover?
Well, it depends on what pajamas we're wearing.
Turtles, all matching.
Right. Turtles matching Feedy pajamas.
I'll be Raphael.
I'm wearing Superstore pajamas.
What are those?
Oh, brother. Let's get into
My
it.
My favorite NBC show, Superstore.
Do, do, do.
Super. Okay.
Superstore.
Donatello is my favorite, so I'll wear those jammers.
Nice.
I'll wear.
You're Danny.
Hey, so you got me. You got me there. No, what are the little robots that are like on one wheel?
Yeah, mousers.
Oh, is that what they're called?
They're called mousers.
I'll wear my mouser speedo.
You'll wear your mousers. Mousers, not in reference to the German tank.
And Sammy wears Oprah pajamas, which is in the Turtles universe, as we learned today.
Right.
Okay, and
but
now
no, 5 a.m., right.
And now I'm putting that, through the power of editing magic, I'm adding that clip in. Oh, yeah, we fuck April all the time, Oprah. All right, I'm new at editing. Hopefully I got that clip in there good. Yeah, 5 a.m.
Are you hitting the chore, dude? What was that sound?
I do think if we put the Chore Boy logo on shirts or something, we could sell a decent amount.
They already have that.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Oh, this guy's seen it. This guy's seen it. 5 a.m., yeah. Answer the damn question. What? I guess it comes down to, what is it going to take to get you there? What would it take?
What kind of snacks?
What are your demands? Breakfast gushers.
What could we possibly do for breakfast?
Have
we
you had
make
breakfast gushers?
Breakfast,
instead
open.
Of having the jizz in the middle, it has like eggs and bakey.
At 5 a.m.?
Well, the fast food is open and the diner is open.
And that McDonald's by you is always fire. Oh, which one? Which, Sammy has a question to ask you.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right, a few weeks ago you came over.
No, well, we don't need to get into the nitty-gritty.
Okay, fine.
Can.
What McDonald's were you referring to when you said, I went to the McDonald's by me, it's always fire?
The McDonald's closest to me.
Okay, so, yeah, which
on
one?
On Whaley, so, like, do you go past the first McDonald's on your way home from here, or?
No, it's the how do I describe it?
I can already.
So, it's the one past the CVS. Oh, no, it's the one before the CVS.
No, but past your house, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're driving from downtown, you would pass your house.
Yep, go to Whaley, make a right, and go down Whaley.
What's this McDonald's?
Oh, from your house.
From Blake.
You're saying get out of your house, right, pull out of the parking lot, make a left.
Correct.
Make a right onto Whaley.
Yep.
And
whoa.
Go, and
yeah.
Go, right, okay.
You drive by another McDonald's that's directly on your way home. That's also on Whaley.
Where? Oh, that McDonald's on Whaley,
like the supermarket,
closer
whatever.
By the supermarket,
like Stop and Shop.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
I agree, it's not always fire.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
like
no,
that
I
one.
I mean, I don't know whether it's fire or not, but why wouldn't he
go to the one that's on the way home? I don't know.
I mean, that one is closest to his house, so if he's not on his way home,
fair.
But
if you're on
your
way
assuming,
home,
why are you always assuming that he's picking it up on his way home?
Because I said my assumption was that most of the time you pick up McDonald's, I would assume it's directly on your way home from work. Because
you guys have talked about this much
in my
in your free
in the
time.
World I live
that's
in.
That's actually the sad
recently. In the world I live.
Okay, can we
I talk for once?
Yeah.
In the world for I once. Live in, which is not ever a typical world per se. I live that rock star lifestyle. Jelly much? Wipe that fucking smirk off your face, dude. I would pick up dinner on the way home, especially if the place is directly on the way, versus getting off of work, going home, taking off my shoes, doing this, doing that, and then putting all my clothes back on, getting back in the car and driving back to the direction of work to get food, you know, especially when I get off at, like, dinner time-ish. You know what I mean? Like, is that insane to pick up dinner on the way home?
He's not driving back in the direction of work. He's going the other way.
Right,
but
same
also
thing
it's
in
not
the end.
Necessarily after work. What if
when you get McDonald's? Is it usually right after work or like during?
No,
you usually go home,
relax for about an hour and a half to 2 hours,
and then go
let
out.
Traffic calm down.
Okay. Well, we're talking about now that he's getting off. He's getting out around 5,
Or any time. Just like I guess the
but
average.
But also, like, what about on the weekends? You know,
that's different. But there's more weekdays than there are weeknights or whatever.
That's you're right.
But
you're
what
right.
do you what do you
okay,
say?
Okay, well no, the point of the why we discuss this at all is because you came over
yeah.
to my house
mm-hmm.
brought McDonald's for us.
Yep.
For us.
Very
about $50
very
worth
generous.
Of McDonald's.
It was more like $40, but
easily 50.
It was very generous. I mean, mm-hmm. No, I remember the receipt. It was $40.
That you guys said you'd Venmo me for, and
I
never
didn't
did.
Because yeah. Sammy will get to the point of why I didn't Venmo you.
No,
I will now,
no,
but
no.
It's fucked
no,
up. I didn't.
Just, no, of course.
Because it was ice cold by the time it got to us. No. And now there's two.
I didn't ask because you guys offered, but that's
no.
all right.
No, that's okay, true. Okay. But then it was I was so insulted.
It's crazy.
There were two issues.
No,
one,
first of all,
it's not an issue.
You
have no problem with, in my opinion, at least. Tell me if you agree. You don't really care about the temperature of your food. Like, if a meal's supposed to be served hot, if you get it room temp, whatever. If it's supposed to be cold, you get it room temp, whatever. If you're supposed to get a sizzling hot, juicy McDonald's burger and it's ice cold, whatever.
Well, McDonald's is a...
Excuse me.
Okay.
I'm talking to my friend Derek.
No, right. Is that true that you don't mind the temperature of your food? Like, you don't have, like, a preference?
I mean, I think we all have those preferences. I just don't really care about it as much or make such a big deal about it like you two annoying, stupid
idiots.
Okay,
so we're on the same
page. So if my friend brought over McDonald's and it wasn't up to my temperature,
I wouldn't... Just because, also, I want to say, just because this time it was smart to keep on recording doesn't mean every time when I think it's time to end, we're going to get gold like this, okay?
Okay, listen. These are two separate issues.
So that's why I think he's not to blame.
Hold on. These are we're conflating things. He's just asking a question. Often I notice that we'll get lunch or something.
He's also a slow eater.
Right, he's a slow eater, and you'll let it like you're not ready to eat at that moment.
Hot
and like,
water burn baby.
And you let food sit, and you don't mind if it's something that's hot. It's going to cool down. It doesn't really matter. That's what we're asking about. Not about friends bringing friends McDonald's and the temperature and the appreciation.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Good. We're
so
just asking
that's
you.
Why I don't blame you. I don't think you did anything wrong because you just don't care about food temperature. So whatever. But like the reason me and Sammy brought it up because the temperature was so cold. Where, like, did he go the furthest away McDonald's possible, especially when there's, like, a McDonald's around the corner from Sammy's house that would have been, like, hot and fresh by the time he got there? And that's, like, what we were, like, discussing. And then, like, it got into, like, well, he's definitely going one on Whaley. Which one is on Whaley? I thought it was the one between work and your house.
But he
and
said
Sammy
the one that's
was.
By my house, and I knew what he was talking about.
Okay.
And recently, and then we got into it, he's like, wait, what? No, he's talking about the one on the way. Because... it was when you
and
brought
I think
the
it's
McDonald's,
weird for us to discuss that
when you brought the McDonald's it was you know I mean fast food doesn't travel well under any circumstances 5 minutes 10 minutes 20 minutes but
do you guys close the bag in the drive or you leave it open
close
try
that
and close it
close
you gotta
it.
Try
yeah,
and
you close,
close
it.
It yeah but then that
you'll make it
can,
soggy
That can make it soggy, depending on how long. If it's just 5 minutes, I guess I...
Would you rather soggy hot or cold crispy?
Is there a cold crispy?
There is a cold crispy, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Oh, what would I rather?
Yeah. We'll come back to that.
It's a good question.
Yeah, one for the scholars, perhaps.
Cold crispy, maybe. But...
And then let's get into the cheese fries last night.
This is my favorite. Oh my God. Are you all right?
You guys
get him water.
Pieces of fucking I won't because I want him to fucking die.
No, it was noticeably
I'm
chilly.
I'm you right now.
No, it wasn't.
When you got
yes,
there.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No.
So much
it was warm.
So
that we're talking
no,
about 3
so
months
much
later.
So
it was fine.
That I
it was
asked.
Warm.
I said, "Hey, because it piqued my interest."
I
and
like,
I wasn't upset, but it did
well, clearly.
It made me curious, and I asked that night. I said, "Hey, Just out of curiosity, what McDonald's did you go to?" And you said, "Oh, I went to the McDonald's by me. It's always fire,
fire hot."
No. And
I just Venmo'd you $25.
You didn't need to do that, you stupid.
Well, I told you I was gonna Venmo you, and
I don't
I didn't
want.
Out of
I'm
pettiness.
Gonna reject it.
You can't.
I turned
you
off.
Send it back.
I turned
I'm
off
gonna
for
send
Jack.
It back.
Okay. I turned off.
I'm gonna send it back, you stupid.
And it's curious that you did because there are
about eight McDonald's.
There were three closer McDonald's to my house than the one that you went to. And not only that, but you went in the wrong direction. You already live 16 to 20 minutes away from me, 14 to 20 minutes away from me based on traffic. And you went
40 minutes?
14 to 20 minutes away from me based on traffic. Our apartment's door to door, 14 to 20
minutes. And Derek drives kind of slow.
Based on traffic.
I do.
Safe. He drives safe.
I drive slow.
And
safe light.
You went in the wrong direction.
Safely.
To a McDonald's. That is
so that is always so fire.
That's now putting you conservatively
25 minutes away.
When and there is like we
is
said,
there anything
three
to what he's saying?
There are three closer McDonald's to my house.
There's no right
not
or wrong.
You would, and one of those you would need to go out of your way. There are two directly.
And we're not attacking you.
We just
want
that you're
going to
pass when you drive between your house and my house, and one that is less than 5 minutes away from my house.
But is there something of his McDonald's, quote unquote, is always fire, and he doesn't care about temperature, so he thinks he's hooking. He's like adding time to the trip that's coming out of his trip to like hook us up. Like he's going out of his way to
I
hook
guess
us up.
If that's your
you,
thought process,
well, he didn't say
is
that yet.
Your thought process?
You asking it nicely, by the way, being like,
hey. I'm just wondering.
Because
well,
I think
McDonald's
sometimes we're asking
to,
you
bud?
Stuff like this.
Does
you
it,
think you're
let,
under
shut
attack.
Up, yeah,
you
yeah,
think
yeah.
you're under attack
shut,
sometimes
shut,
and we're just asking you normal questions.
Whoa. It doesn't make you guys sound better.
No.
It's not supposed
right,
to make us.
Funny,
I don't care about sounding better to the audience. I just want to sound as nice as possible to you so I get answers out of you.
You do take offense sometimes.
Now you're piling on, so that's kind of like attacking him.
Okay, I'm sorry. But right, I just hey, what McDonald's did you go to? No, you're right. That
like, hey, friend,
that is pretty good.
You guys were hugging, and he was giving you the double Italian kiss. And he's like, hey, what McDonald's did you go to? Paisan.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, the one by me. Oh, he's so fire, brother, man. You were speaking jive at the time.
What's the matter, Tone?
You're like, hey,
I went to the McDonald's closest to me.
What so say? I guess now that you have all our opinions and emotions and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm glad you guys could vent.
Could you?
No, venting.
It's not.
No, I'm glad you guys convinced.
I mean, this is.
Could you go for 20, 30 minutes and explain your point of view from that?
Probably not without you interrupting, but we could try it.
All right, go 20, 30 seconds.
Okay. I don't give a shit. And.
About?
Suck
what?
My dick.
No, okay. This is crazy. Come on.
Right. That makes you sound guilty.
Yeah.
So guilty is charged.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
That you,
but
you don't think it's weird to go
out of
your way?
It's not about not giving
way?
A shit. Just like, could you give us your thought process or like whatever?
Yeah, that there is a McDonald's
is
better than the ones I've had,
right?
And that it's literally less than 5 minutes from my apartment.
So
it's less than 5 minutes from my apartment.
So is the Whaley one the other Whaley?
No,
one, right?
it's longer. And that one, usually the one by my apartment, isn't busy either.
Okay, so the time thing doesn't add to anything. Because
I'm just saying
it's
that
5 minutes from your apartment, but in the other way. So that doesn't.
I'm just saying that it's to go and get the food is easier. I'm not sitting in this long line because those other McDonald's are always busy.
Well, I don't know that that's true.
Okay,
they're busy right now.
It's the middle of the day.
So no.
You just said they were always busy.
I think they're busy.
You do think they're
busy. I think they're busier.
You're like it's the middle of
the
day. Yeah, they're
to.
Busy.
This is impure intentions because I don't think you even know the one that's
I think he knows.
You realize this is episode 2 now of 2v1.
No.
Welcome to the 2v1
come
pod.
On. No. We were so close. This is great.
Yeah, of course it's great content to you.
This is gold, baby, gold.
Because you and Max can sit on your high horse and shoot down.
This is what I didn't want to happen.
This is a fun.
Yeah.
This is a fun.
This is not what I wanted to happen.
This is a fun.
But me and Sammy are going to drill you about McDonald's.
But why can't you answer?
I just did. I don't give a shit.
Okay. But
you can't. Like it's ridiculous.
Would you realize, or do you think it's at all akin to? When you bought tortilla chips for when we got sandwiches. No, that's interesting. We got like Subway sandwiches or something. Like you went, there was a time when you first moved.
I don't know if it was akin, but I'd say the McDonald's is a worse offense.
Worse of, I think, no, what I'm talking about by that they're similar.
You guys got to get more interesting things going on in your lives.
I promise this and is you the guys height of the
think,
episode. Yeah,
you guys got to think
we
and talk about more interesting
shit. We can literally cut everything out of the
shit.
Episode. This is the only
you,
good thing.
You guys
got to get this is
something
that everyone can relate to. You're not
things going on in your life.
You're not understanding. Lecturing about, or well, we don't even need to get into it. Just like, this is something everyone can relate to.
Okay.
Is like little personal choices and everyday problems. And that's
everyday problems for you.
No.
And Max.
This is like every sitcom.
Yeah, right.
This is the most universal.
It's crazy
like,
that you can't see. Also, because I think you're very smart and funny, but
I just get tired of.
I think you're more handsome than smart and funny.
Constantly being on the defensive.
No, but you don't need to be on the defensive here. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I think most listeners will pick a side, not a right or a wrong side.
You could even go neutral, like, or you could go on the attack if you wanted
right,
to.
Right, we'll be like, oh, wow, this is an interesting, like, if there's something on the way, but I think
it'll be hotter, right. But it's a gamble on the quality versus
right. Or the time.
Guaranteed it's going to be cold, but the guaranteed deliciousness.
Wasn't cold.
It was cold as fuck.
Right?
Was not cold.
You think McDonald's
crazy.
Is going to make 25 minutes staying warm?
Yeah.
That's the craziest
yep.
thing you've ever said.
No. It was warm. Wasn't hot.
It wasn't.
It
no,
was
the
warm.
Fries.
My
the
fries,
fries
were fine.
Were noticeably. I like because if.
I mean, if that's your defense, then you're in worse shape than I could have imagined.
Like
I guess it's a subjective opinion.
I could tell. No, it's not.
No, it is
subjective.
Right, because it was warm.
No.
Warm like room temperature or warm like fresh out of the fryer?
It wasn't piping hot. It was warm.
No.
I mean, we can do
cool to the touch.
Cold to the touch, right.
Warm to the mouth, I would
no,
say.
No, cold to the mouth.
My
That's
fries
why
were fine.
I asked. That's
My nugs
why
were fine,
I
too.
Your you shit is know. Fine because you don't care about fresh, hot food. You like old, stale,
soggy
food.
Cold.
But we're not attacking you. No. We're not attacking
wait,
you. Don't worry.
Force
we're
us
not
into this position.
Oh, again,
you,
I forced you into this position.
To say you like cold
because you go on the attack.
Not an attack. You
admit you accusing us of double teaming you and attacking you is you attacking us.
And you admitted yourself just
that,
before.
That's the same defense Germany had.
You
the Nuremberg trial?
No.
I was forced to invade. I'm sorry.
This guy knows every detail about the fucking Holocaust. He even does the accents. Look.
It's fine.
Is it what
it's
I would have done?
I'm just glad that, you know, what I'm happy about, my victory, my small victory here is knowing it's not over you. I don't, again.
That you were right about which McDonald's.
We're not,
I was right about
I just had
McDonald's.
More faith in.
You had more faith.
More faith
I knew,
in.
I knew the sec. I knew from the moment, it never even crossed my mind that it was the closer one on Whaley.
I just can't even imagine a scenario doing that one.
I mean, it's crazy.
Unless I
you
was
don't
home
need to
it's
crazy.
It. You live
and
through
anyone
it.
Who listens to this, we'll pull. Nobody listens to this, so
right.
that's the problem.
Sure.
But we will, the three of us in over the next couple of weeks, we will pull every person we talk to.
That's going
to
be great.
You know, Ari's going to side with DB, though. He's like, you got to stick to it, you got to be loyal.
And we'll see if they think it's crazy to go.
I bet everyone punches me and Sam in the face for being dumb assholes.
Right?
And I bet you get a few beaches out of this for being so right. I wanted
it's
to cut
not.
It, and you said you felt strongly about it. Keep on going.
No, nobody's attacking you.
You
I
made your
understand.
Bed, and it's filled with fucking
it's a
fries.
Cold fries.
Cold-ass fries. And you're like, oh, it's so warm and snuggly.
When I get my McDonald's, I actually put it in the fucking fridge because I'm like, this is too piping hot.
So
that's fine.
I prefer my burgers as, like, gazpacho.
But how come we can only get sarcastic answers? We can only get, like, I don't give a shit or, like, sarcastic, I put my fries in the freezer because they're so hot. Like, we couldn't get any real answers out of you.
Holy
shit. Yeah, what
shit.
Is the real answer?
What real answer are you looking for?
There's just so many things.
Just the thought process.
The thought process is I'm going to a better McDonald's that's closer to
a
me.
A better McDonald's.
No,
so,
but
okay.
closer to you doesn't matter because it's not on the way to your destination.
But it's closer to my apartment. No, but that means literally nothing. If anything, that's points against you.
You have to realize that that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any
sense.
No.
Like on a normal night when you're home and then you're going out to get McDonald's, that's perfectly good
reason. I'm done. I'm done.
So walk away.
Yeah, I can't.
Why? Are you so offended by this?
All right.
I can't.